के चर के चरिया मयोपलोक संयुत
Translation, my dear heroic king, please keep yourself always equipoised and treat people equally, whether they are greater than you in the intermediate stage or lower than you. Do not be disturbed by temporary distress or happiness. Fully control your mind and senses. In this transcendental position, try to execute your duty as king. In whatever condition of life, you may be posted by my arrangement. For your only duty here is to give protection to the citizens of your kingdom. Wherefore, here is an example of receiving direct instruction from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. When asked to execute the order of Lord Vishnu, whether receiving it directly from him or from his bona fide representative of the spiritual master, Arjuna fought the battle of Kurukshetra under the direction of the supreme direct order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Similarly, here, Prithu Maharaj is also being given orders by Lord Vishnu regarding the execution of his duty. We have to stick to the principle stated in Bhagavad Gita. We have a Sayatmaka Buddhi. Every man's duty is to receive orders from Lord Krishna from his bona fide representative and take these orders as his life and soul without personal considerations. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur states that one should not care very much whether he is going to be liberated or not. He should simply execute the direct order received from the spiritual master. If one sticks to the principle of abiding by the order of the spiritual master, it will always remain in a liberating position. A common man must execute the rules and regulations of Varnashrama Dharma by working in his prescribed duty according to the caste system and the spiritual order system. If one simply executes regularly and strictly injunctions given for the different divisions of life, then one satisfies Lord Vishnu. As a king, Prithu Maharaj was ordered by Lord Vishnu to keep himself always aloof from the activities of the bodily situation, to engage always in the service of the Lord, and thus keep himself in the liberated stage. The word Bodhisattva in the previous verse is explained here, and one can fully remain in intimate connection with the Supreme Lord directly or receive orders from his bona fide representative, the spiritual master, and execute the order sincerely when one keeps aloof from the activities of the body. The Lord helps us by giving us directions how to act in devotional service and thus advance on the path back, going back to Godhead. He instructs us outwardly in the form of the spiritual master. Therefore, one should not accept the spiritual master as an ordinary human being. The Lord says that Chaya Mam Janyam Navamani Vipayachit. One should not treat the spiritual master as an ordinary human being, for he is the substitute for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should treat the spiritual master as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and never be envious of him or considered an ordinary human being. If we follow the instruction of the spiritual master and execute devotional service to the Lord, we will remain always free from the contamination of bodily and material activities, and our life will be successful. Translation, my dear Jura Wei King, please keep yourself always equipoised and treat people equally, whether they are greater than you, in the intermediate stage, or lower than you. Do not be disturbed by temporary distress or happiness. Fully control your mind and senses. In this transcendental position, try to execute your duty as king in whatever condition of life you may be posted by my arrangement. For your own and your peers, to give protection to the citizens of your kingdom. So here, Vishnu advises sense control, equal vision to all types of people, tolerance of happiness and distress, and doing one's duty. And the duty of the king is to protect the people. This is similar to Krishna's instruction to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita to fight, because he had given up fighting, and by fighting he would institute dharma and destroy a dharma, and in this way he would protect the people. So we find a similar type of position taken by the Supreme Lord here. One reason is that Prithu is a king and Arjuna is a kshatriya, so their duty as kshatriyas is to protect the citizens. If he were speaking to a Brahmin or a Vaishya or a Sudra, he would say something different. But he's speaking to kshatriyas whose duty is to protect the citizens. But at the same time, we have to understand that Prithu is an avatar of the Lord, and Arjuna is a Nityasiddha, devotee of the Lord. So in one sense, they are not kshatriyas or any varna at all. They are beyond all material designations. But they play certain roles in this material world to teach common people. So therefore, the Lord gives us instruction to follow duty. So because it is given by the Lord directly, it should also be followed, whatever that direction is. That direction also is perfect. At the same time, we have to understand the context of the orders. So simply to follow duty in Varnashram is not the highest according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because above Varnashram we have Bhakti, and in Bhakti we have so many levels also. And we see even in the previous verse, it says the only way in which you can be in control of your senses and be peaceful in the material world and conquer the three modes is by having a strong relationship with the Lord. My Bodhisattva, one should have a strong relationship in bhakti. This is the only way in which this will all happen. So we cannot isolate these instructions and say, therefore, Supreme Lord simply says, follow Varnashram. Because the previous verse, he says, the only way in which you can control your senses and act as he's telling him to do here is he must have bhakti. So this is confirmed in other places in the Bhagavatam, where it says that Varnashram also, in order to be successful, depends on bhakti. And without the execution of bhakti, that system is useless. we also know that we can label Varna Ashram as Daiva if there's worship of the Lord, and Asurak if there's no worship of the Lord. Okay? So the Lord will never advise Asurak Varna Ashram. So when he advises this Varna Ashram, a necessary component is worship of the Supreme Lord for all people, including the king. On the other hand, we also know that the king here is Chakravarti Avatar, is an exalted Jiva, and Arjuna is an Nityasiddha devotee. So, more important for them than following Varna Ashram is their devotion to the Lord. Varna Ashram is not sadhana for them, nor is bhakti. They already have a permanent relationship with the Lord in devotion. So their prominence, attitude is one of devotion rather than following duties or whatever. One may follow Varna Ashram, but one cannot give up bhakti. And if one is a devotee, one can also follow Varna Ashram, but that in no way obstructs the bhakti. It should in no way obstruct the bhakti. Therefore, in Nectar Devotion, Rupa Goswami says that the execution of bhakti should be jnana, karma, anavritam. It should not be covered by karma, varnashram, or jnana, impersonal study of Vedanta. These two and adi, other things also, should not obstruct or contradict or in any way act unfavorably for the execution of the bhakti. So that is the instruction that Rupa Goswami gives. So though one can follow the varnashram and other processes, still it can in no way contradict or overcome or predominate over the bhakti. So for the persons like Arjuna and Prithu, they execute their duties in varnashram. That is done without attachment and without contradiction to the Lord's their instructions concerning bhakti. So they do this without attachment to give instruction to other people in the material world who are on a lower platform. At the same time, they do these activities without real attachment. But their real position is to render service to the Supreme Lord in devotion. So that is their predominant mode of activity. So we should not mistake them and think that they're only involved in karma, which is a lower process. So that, of course, is made evident by Krishna at the end of Bhagavad Gita, where he says, give up all dharma. So it looks a little contradictory where he's telling Arjuna to fight and also give up dharma. So what that means is that the prominent process is, in his instruction, is bhakti. And because of that bhakti, he also performs these other duties because this is the Lord's will. So he follows the orders of the Lord. This is part of his bhakti. And he executes dharma also in order to help the Lord establish dharma and destroy adharma, to protect the devotees and destroy the demons. So this is part of his devotion to the Lord to help the material world. So it is the plan of the Lord. So both things are part of the Lord's purpose in making his appearance, his avatar. One is to establish dharma, the other is to establish bhakti. He must establish bhakti also because this is the ultimate process, but he established dharma for the people in general. So these are both the orders of the Lord. So these combine in the great devotees. He gives instructions to the devotees, great devotees, and through them he executes dharma and bhakti. Both things are operating simultaneously. So that takes place here in the case of Prithu and in the case of Arjuna.
Yeah.
sometimes they have, the Lord makes special appearances also in Bishop Kabatnam. There's a form, and that form is there. So sometimes in special U is the Lord combines two forms also and makes his appearance. I don't know if I mentioned the size. Probably, in terms of dimensions and whatever, I don't think that it states in the Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam what it is. That in terms of height, there are figures given for the sun and the moon. Apparently, this is not exactly distance from the Earth planet, but the distance from the horizontal. In other words, the moon is at a certain angle above the general plane like this, so its orbit is like this, kind of, in relation to the Earth. So from the horizontal, it is higher up.
The sun is about 93 million miles away from the Earth. The moon is further than sun from the Earth.
Well, not the distance from the Earth. When in the Bhagavatam, obviously, we have to take in consideration the observation as well, and that contradicts that. So the explanation is that it's the distance from the horizontal plane, not from the Earth. They're different things. The horizontal plane is there, it's a distance this way.
ग्रंथराशि सुषुम्न बागदम की बागनाराज की जीवन के जैसे मित्र दंशन को आद की जाए ना बहुत कमलम दे
சட்னியெல்லாம் ஆரம்பிச்சு கட்சி எல்லாம் கொடுத்தாச்சு மாராஜ் இல்லை போயிட்டாங்க.